Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon and Merry Christmas to all of you. I'm glad you're with us here this afternoon. And wow, well, what a way to close out the year. We think about all the different things that have been happening. And I guess we're on record for Christmas Day being one of the coldest Christmases in recent memory. People dreaming about a white Christmas, but this is going to be a Christmas known, I guess, in the books for a little while for its cold temperatures and quite a tremendous drop in temperature. I remember when I was in college reading about a story where a number of people who were out duck hunting, it was early in the spring, opening of duck season, and it was in, I think, the Mississippi Valley area, and there was a huge temperature plunge of like 30 degrees that day, and it caused quite a number of problems. People had gone out not expecting to be that cold, and so I hope that Thursday night you were making preparations for that cold. Well, I'm going to be with you here this afternoon, and good message from Pastor Lutz there just before us. And of course, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and we welcome you to visit us. We'll have more information about our church here at the end of the program, but just to remind you, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can link from there to our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And we have a variety of things also at our website, livewithpastoral.com. There's past programs. A number of people don't stay up for our Sunday night program. We're on every Sunday night right here on AM 1220, The Word, every Sunday night from 10 o'clock until midnight. And we've got a special program planned for Christmas night. I hope you'll stay tuned for that or on Christmas night. And I've got a number of things there scheduled, and reading the Christmas story, the birth of Christ as recorded in the scriptures, and that'll be Sunday night amongst some other things there. But that's 10 till midnight right here on this station. But we do have those programs online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. So if you don't stay up that late on Sunday night, let me invite you to visit us and to listen to the programs at your leisure at livewithpastoral.com. There's a number of articles and things there as well, and I've got several things featured there right now. Our Christmas collection of a variety of articles and things that I've put together over the years, I've got that kind of just brought together under one little heading there. You can look that up, livewithpastoral.com, my Christmas collection. It's a collection of articles that you can go to. And I've got there, Oh Christmas Tree or Idolatry, which was the most recent one, talking about Jeremiah chapter 10 and the Christmas tree. And a lot of people use Jeremiah chapter 10 to describe the Christmas tree. And my reading of the scripture and argument, letting scripture interpret scripture, is Jeremiah 10 really doesn't have much to do with the Christmas tree. Jeremiah 10 talks about carving an idol out of a tree after you've stripped off the branches and the bark and smoothed it out and carved it into the image of a man or something, and then you adorned it with gold and silver, not by hanging gold and silver balls on the limbs, because the limbs have already been removed, but you plated it with gold and silver so it looked like it was composed of a big metal statue, and or of gold or silver or gold and silver. And it was a process of building an idol, and the Bible is very clear on that. Now, if your Christmas tree becomes an idol and you worship it more than you do God, then you do have a problem. But Jeremiah chapter 10, talking about cutting the tree out of the forest and decorating or decking it with silver and gold, is not the Christmas tree. And if you compare scripture with scripture, that's very clear. So that's Oh Christmas Tree or Idolatry. And then there's another article there, Why Was the Virgin Birth of Jesus Christ Necessary? And of course, There are several reasons for that. One was that Jesus could not be born of Joseph, because Joseph, although he was of the tribe of David, or the line of David, I should say, the line that came down there was cursed. And so no one could sit on the throne there. But Mary also was of the line of David through David's son Nathan. And so Jesus was qualified in the line of David while missing the curse of Jeconiah. And then, of course, also the sin nature comes through the man, father to son. By one man, sin entered into the world, death by sin. And so we avoid the curse of sin by being born of the Virgin Mary. And then who are the shepherds? And of course, that was the shepherds that the angels appeared before, and the angel told them that the sign would be they would see the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And that was significant because the shepherds, of course, were the Levitical shepherds who were overseeing the birth of lambs that would be certified for use in the temple. As sacrifices, especially as the Passover lambs. They would inspect them, and the ones that were certified as without blemish and it could be used as a temple sacrifice, they wrapped a cloth around it and laid it in a manger-type structure to keep them separate and protected. So that's why that was so important there. And then why was Jesus made a little lower than the angels, looking at how Jesus had to take on the form of a man? He became a man and dwelt among us. Not the form of an angel, but the form of a man, so that he could go to the cross. And then, of course, the birth of Christ as recorded in the scriptures, that is available if you're looking for a Christmas reading. And we'll be reading that on Christmas Eve, tomorrow night at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We will read that at the close of our Christmas Eve candlelight service. And it's nothing but scripture. There's no extraneous words. It's just scripture from Old Testament, New Testament, the Gospels, the writings of Paul, and they just give us an account from purely the scriptures, one narrative on the birth of Christ from the prophecies through the fulfillment through his birth and him as a young child. So it'll be a blessing, and let me encourage you, if you're looking for a Christmas reading for maybe your church or maybe your family, this is a good way to get the whole story rather than just a little bit from Luke or a little bit from Matthew. This gets both of them in there, as well as other passages as well. And then there's two more light readings, I guess, humorous readings, parodies. 'Twas the Night Before Winterfest, a parody of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And the other one is How the ACLU Stole Christmas, which is a parody of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And all those are available at livewithpastoral.com, and hope they'll be a blessing to you, and maybe the parodies will bring a smile to your face as well this Christmas time. But for today, this afternoon, we're going to be looking at the greatest gift that was given, which is Jesus Christ. And so we're going to be touching on that. Also, I want to remind you that we do have our Bible study scheduled for tonight. We have not canceled it as of yet, but as always, wherever you are, pay attention to the weather and the road conditions. We don't want anybody to chance coming out. You can check us out online. We have a YouTube broadcast, and that'll be linked into our Facebook account as well of the Bible study. And so if you don't want to chance it on the roads tonight, tune us in, and we should be there online. And like I said, just go on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. If you're not sure where to go, just go to livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and you can click on the Facebook link right there on the left side of the page. All right, and then let's see. Well, I'm going to get into what we were going to talk about here, greatest gift. Let's have a quick word of prayer, and we'll get into this here as well this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again that we can celebrate the birth of Christ, that we can have a time where we can set aside and we can remember the birth, the greatest birth, the birth that changed the world, and certainly a birth that was so important for us, the means of our salvation, Lord, through the gift of Christ. And we just pray that you would bless. Keep people safe. They have to be out on the roads today and tomorrow. Watch over us, Lord. Use us for your glory. Help us to lift up and glorify Christ, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I wanted to do something just relatively simple here, and just a reminder of why we celebrate Christmas, and just starting with a very familiar passage. And I almost didn't use this passage because I thought, well, yeah, it's too common. It's too typical. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, no, I want to touch on this because it has a part in there that I want, and it has to do about giving. And this is a very familiar passage, John 3:16. And let me read it, and we'll make some observations here and bring in some other verses. But in John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And this is important. This is a very important verse, and it's one that many people are familiar with, John 3:16. Even people who don't go to church have probably at least heard the term John 3:16. They might not know the verse or completely, but when we look at this, it's talking about what happened at Christmas time, or you know, when we celebrate at Christmas time, the birth of Christ. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." So there's two things in here. There's love and there's giving that are important in this. And the love, the one who does the loving, is God. God loved the world. The world is you and me and everybody else that's ever lived or ever will live. God loves us. He loves you. He loves me. He loves everyone. And here's the problem. We have a sin nature, and that sin nature came into the world because, well, Adam disobeyed God. And as we said before, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so now we're plagued with this sin nature. But yet God still loves us, and so God had to come up with a way in order to redeem us. Now, this is something that he's made possible through Christ. That's the gift that he gave. He gave his only begotten Son. Of course, that's Jesus Christ. But he gave him to us so that we can receive another gift, and that gift is what we call salvation. We receive the gift of salvation. Now, a lot of people think that salvation is something that we earn. They think that we can do enough good works. We can, if our good works outweigh our bad deeds, when we die, we get weighed in the balance. And if the good works outweigh the bad, we can make it in. If the bad works outweigh the good, then, that's no fun because we wind up being cast into hell. And then some people have even said, well, even then you're still okay because you go to another place called purgatory and you get to spend some time there, and hopefully you'll burn off enough of the effects of your bad sins, or somebody light enough candles for you, and you get out and you make it into heaven. Well, none of that is true. Absolutely none of that is true. The only way we can get into heaven is by receiving a gift, and that gift is the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Let me go over to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse number 8, the Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now, let me read that again. "It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." A gift is not something that you earn. A gift is something that's given to you because somebody cares. And That's like we said over there in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, my wife and I were missionaries in the Samoan Islands in the 1990s. We were there for just about 4 years, just over 4 years. And while we were there, you know, we picked up some of the Samoan language. I can't say I ever became fluent in it, and I've forgotten most of what I knew. We left there in 1997, and we had an opportunity to visit a few years later, but haven't been back since. And when we look at these words that are here in the Samoan language, gift and grace are really kind of interesting words. And I always share this with our church when we're talking about this, because a gift is in the Samoan language, mea lofa, mea being a thing, and lofa meaning love. And it's a thing of love. And it's a great compound word in the Samoan language, which encapsulates what we see given for God so loved the world that he gave. He gave a gift. The gift was a thing representing his love. And of course, that thing was the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not trying to be sacrilegious calling Jesus a thing, but it's the object, that is the result of the love that God has. And so Christ was the gift. He was the thing of love, the mea lofa. And the Bible says that it is that our salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. He said it's a gift. It's a thing of love. Now, you and I did not do anything to earn God's love. God created us, and he loves us because he created us. We are his. We're the work of his hands. But he gave us a free will. We're not like the Calvinists that teach that some people were created to populate heaven and some people were created to populate hell for all eternity. We believe and see that the Bible teaches that God created everybody, and he's not willing that any should perish, and he made salvation possible for any who would believe, who are willing to put their faith in Christ, who are willing to accept his gift. And that's what we see there in Ephesians chapter 2. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God. We talked about the gift, the thing of love, mea lofa, but here's the other word, grace. Grace is also a compound word in the Samoan language, and it is alofa tenoa. Alofa, again, meaning love, and tenoa is essentially free or without merit. So when we look at that, grace is basically getting love that's freer without merit. And think about that. What did you do to deserve God's love? Answer, absolutely nothing. God loves you because he created you, and because God loves you freely, at no cost to yourself, you don't have to do anything to be loved of God. You are already loved of God from the moment that you were created. Even before the moment in our timeline that you were created, God already had you in mind. And God loves you. He wants to show his grace to you. He wants to show his love to you in a way that you don't deserve. That's grace. We've also broken grace down as G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. And this is where we receive the gift, the mea lofa of God, because God loved us, though we didn't deserve it, no cost to us. He gives us a thing of his love, which of course is Christ and salvation. It is the gift of God, as he says, not of works, lest any man should boast. I read something just recently, and they were talking about this line, not of works, lest any man should boast, saying, I'm so thankful that everyone is going to be in heaven the same way by the grace of God, because God loved us and he gave us the gift of salvation through Christ. Nobody's going to be sitting around in heaven throughout eternity bragging about how they got there, that saying, you know, look what I did or look who I was. No, the only one way that we'll be bragging about is by, look what God did. I'm here because of what Christ did. I'm here because God gave a gift. God gave his only begotten son. Jesus Christ came into the world. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then several verses later, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest gift that was ever given. The greatest thing of love was Jesus Christ. And through that, he purchased our salvation, and he makes that gift of salvation, again, a thing of love, that's available to us without cost. The grace of God makes it available without cost. For by grace are ye saved through faith. When we believe that Jesus Christ is who the Bible says that he is God manifest in the flesh. He's not a lesser God. He's not the elder brother of Lucifer. He's not Michael the archangel. He's not a second God. He's not a successor God. He is the God of the Bible. He is Jehovah God. I'm going to be talking about this at length on Sunday night, and I have other times talked about this as well, but the Bible clearly says that Jesus is God, and we'll be hitting some of those verses in Isaiah, in Hebrews chapter 1 and elsewhere that teach that. But when we look at this and we understand who Jesus is, and we understand that he is the second person of the Godhead consisting of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the Son came into the world. Jesus, God the Son, came into the world. We celebrate that at Christmas time. I hope that you're celebrating that, but I hope it's more than just a celebration with gifts and a tree. I hope it's a celebration from the heart, because you recognize and realize that you are celebrating the birth of your Savior. And, you know, when we realize that Jesus Christ came into the world and purposely was born in the fashion that he was, laid in a manger, not just merely to fulfill Old Testament prophecies, but because that's what God had determined before the foundation of the world needed to be done. I know we're about out of time, but you ever stop to think about this? Why did God set on the course that he has with this world and with the birth and the life and the sacrifice, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ in order to purchase our salvation? God, before he created the heavens and the earth, I believe as an eternal, omniscient, all-powerful being, knew every possible combination of events that could take place, and he used this as the one out of all other possible events which would allow for our salvation, that we can have the free will, that we can be with him for all eternity. And it was the one that allowed for that without the possibility of sin rearing its ugly head again in the future. And when you realize who Jesus is, that he is God that created heaven and earth, and he came into this world, he lived a perfect life, something we can't do. He went to the cross where he willingly shed his blood to pay for our sins. The Bible says he was buried and he rose again the third day, victorious over death and sin. When you realize he did that to pay for your sins, because God loved you so much, he wanted to give you this gift of salvation. There's where the faith comes in. We say, I believe that Christ did that for me. I believe I'm a sinner. I am lost. I deserve hell, but Jesus died in my place and purchased my salvation. By faith, we accept that. And guess what? He says, by faith, you're saved. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of works. That it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I hope that you've received the gift of salvation. If you haven't, why not let this Christmas time be the time that you receive the greatest gift of all, the gift of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thanks for listening. God bless, and have a very Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.